The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Okay, well, we're back here. And I'm Ralph. That's Winter Road. I'm sitting in for John Stuttmuller. And we're going to go in. How do I fight a federal agency? They don't make laws of the United States. If they don't make laws of the United States, why would I use code against them? They're foreign. It's very clear. There's only two acts that have anything to do with these people. One is the Federal Register Act of 1935, and the other one is the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. And the Federal Register Act is very clear. Number one, I have to establish they are a federal agency. Very easy to do, because they are. It's all over the place in courts, and they admit it all kinds of, so that's not an issue. CDC, the IRS, they're all federal agencies or agencies covered. They're all covered. So once you identify what they are, the Federal Register Act and the Administrative Procedures Act, the Federal Register Act says all federal agencies. By the way, they said federal agency means President of the United States. That's where he does his executive orders from. They actually use the word means. It said all federal agencies, all documents of all federal agencies that have, quote, general applicability and legal effect. General applicability and legal effect shall be in the Federal Register. And if not there, it's invalid. And if it is there, it says it has to be judicially noticed, which means there's no other evidence. It's like DNA. It's a done deal. It's a public record, and they say what they say. And the courts, administrative, whatever it is, it's got to be judicially noticed. It says so. So the bottom line is, if they're going to talk to you and me, they better have it in the Federal Register. That's the first step. So now the question becomes, I went over and I looked. Took me a while to find it. But I went and looked. I said, where is this CDC on the definition of vaccinations? I was trying to find out where did that come from? And then I heard the word mandate, and I said, you've got to be kidding me. This can't just be a mandate. It's got to be in the Federal Register. So, because I have access to the Federal Register, of course, quite easily, and CFRs and all that stuff. So, I found the definitions that they were using. Vaccinations, injection of a killed or weakened infectious organism in order to prevent the disease. Is that in the Federal Register? No. Well, that's strange. Then that was pre-2015. In 2015 to 2021, they changed the words. It's not an infectious organism in order to prevent a disease. It's the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. Immunity is not the same as prevent. Not even close. Then in September 2021, they changed it, vaccine, to produce protection from a specific disease. Protection. So you just claim that this thing will generate antibodies. That's protection. So now we can do the bioweapon, and that's how they did it. They're all mandates. None of it is in the Federal Register. So number one, it isn't even smoke. It's nothing. It's a mandate. And you can't have a mandate. I've got the links. It's in the archives. It's just out of some piece of paper that some idiot in the CDC did. So first of all, the whole thing is sitting on a house of nothing. Nothing. Federal Register is very specific. If you, it says all documents, if you're a federal agency, if you establish that fact of general applicability, legal effect, shall be in the Federal Register, and if they're there, they're judicially noticed. The APA, the Administrative Procedures Act, came along in 1946 because the problem is they put all of these different regulations, they call legislative rule, but it's administrative legislation, which there's no authority to do, but that's another issue. But they were making all kinds of things. They were making general statements of policy, interpretations, and procedure. I mean, they were just all over the place. So how would one know if this regulation, and it's in codified under the CFRs, is a bunch of a Federal Register publications under one statute? And it's like 26 CFR, that's Code of Federal Regulations, Section 301, that's a killer, which we'll get to in a minute, period, 6331. 6331 is this notice of lien, levy, distraint, where they seize our properties and put liens in counties and all that nonsense. That's how you read it. Well, you go to the bottom, and there are Federal Register publications. They got to be there. So what do I look for? Number one, if there is one under that statute, we're good to go. They got to judicially notice it. And the same thing also is in the Administrative Procedures Act, Section 3, Section A. Every agency shall separately state and currently publish in the Federal Register. And it lists all the things they're supposed to do, including number three, subsidy rules adopted as authorized by law, which is another can of worms. It used to be by statute, and they made it by law, which means it's everything in the kitchen sink. That's the Attorney General's manual. Statements of general policy or interpretations, blah, 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 blah. And it says, no person shall in any manner be required to resort to organization or procedure not so published. In other words, their procedure, by two acts of Congress, is mandated to be there. And if it's there, it's judicially noticed. That means there's no evidence required. It's a done deal. Public record, it's like DNA. So the question becomes, all I got to do is go and look and see if it's in the Federal Register. And I search for what? It's one thing that I search for. That's all I do. 553, B as in Baker. That is called it's 5 USC 553, B, and little small b in parenthesis. That says, that identifies it as a substantive rule or a legislative, substantive regulation or a legislative rule that has the force and effect of law. So that's the only thing I got to remember. Just go to the Federal Register and search on that. There has to be a proposed rule and a final rule. Never seen one met that requirement yet. Never. Now, what do they do? How do they get around it? They're all over the place. They are all over the place. But they usually... One that the IRS likes, it's unnecessary, but it's the first one word is impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest, and for good cause. They gave them an option out. This is what I'm going to get to, what I found out today, that I logicked it out, but I couldn't prove it. But if you can't prove it, what are you going to do? I mean, just keep looking. You know it ain't. You know that they're lying to you, but you got to have evidence. Can't just, because what I think is nobody can, they can care less what I think. And I found this. And I said, I'll be darned. I first found this first in a Senate report, 752, 1946. Where they put this in. So I didn't know how to defeat it. I kept seeing it, but I didn't know what to do with it. Well, I found this because I did a word search on it in Westlaw and found that I will track it back to legislative history. These federal agencies are number one enemies of the people. There's no doubt about it. Why would I say? How could I prove that? Because it says they shall... with notice and comment procedure, say it's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest, but they also have to say they have to have what's called good cause. Why didn't they just say what good cause is? What good cause is, if this is called emergency or necessity, and it's not an escape clause, and it says a true and supported or supportable finding of necessity of a situation in which the due and required execution of an agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking. We could stop it. That's impractical. So they have to state the emergency, which they never do because they can't. But it says we would be preventing them from proceeding forward to, quote, making a rule. Really. Unnecessary says it's like about a dog catcher. I could care less. Public interest says combine them. And it says requires the public rulemaking shall not prevent the agency from operating. That's what we can't. We can't keep them from operating. Let's see. They're not elected by us. We can't fire them. They're not accountable to us, but they are in a way. We'll tell you about that in a minute. So my question was, can you make, because this is in the Administrative Procedures Act, you got to have a proposed rule, you got to be able to have notice and comment, and you're supposed to wait 30 days. So my question was, if it says impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest, can that ever end up being a substantive rule having the force and effect of law? Imagine if Congress would say, you know, we don't need to go in front of the House or the Senate or the President. We'll just make a law because it's an emergency. Would they get away with that? Of course not. So the question becomes, how can a agency do that? I said the logic says this can never have forced effect of law. That's a holding, by the way, in Chrysler v. Brown, 441 U.S. 281. 441 U.S. 281. That's a holding. It's precedent. 1979. I said, this can't make sense. So I started reading this document, the Senate document, 248, that is not in Westlaw. It's not on the internet. And it's the one that the courts all cite. I said, something rotten in Denmark here. Well, I finally got a copy from the UAA for free. So I started reading it. Very meticulous. You have to go very slow. And I got up to about 44 pages anyway. And so I found a couple of things. And I went to look them up. One was administrative legislation. I thought, that's an interesting term. Where is the authority for that? And then I got into a couple of Supreme Court cases. And it says you can't have a substantive regulation without notice and comment, because we need public participation. Now imagine, Congress is supposed to be representing the states on the Senate side, the people on the other side. Of course, that's all gone now to both sides are citizens of the United States, which has no political rights at all. But we're supposed to have the several states and the people representing us, and then the president. Imagine an agency now that says, we have an emergency, which it's impractical because you would stop us if we allowed you to comment. Does this sound like censoring? You think? It says, shut up. I don't want to hear from you, because you would stop us from rulemaking. We would comment, say, no, you can't do that. There's no specific delegation authority invite from Congress to invite this Chinese federal agency in to do something. And a general can't do it because that's given the legislative power over. Would Congress get away with that? No. So I said, well, this agency can't get away with that. And it's not a law of the United States. Excuse me, it's called force and effect of law. So that tells me it's something different. Force and effect of law. Not a law of the United States. So now, what have I learned so far? If any federal agency or whatever wants to talk to you and me, it's got to be in the Federal Register. That is where they, quote, make their administrative legislation. Congress does it over laws of the United States that's codified under USC. Federal agencies do it in the Federal Register, and it's codified under the Code of Federal Regulations. That's their world. And they can't use code. And they do all the time. That's the con. That's the first con. It's a lie. I tracked this Taxpayer Bill of Rights through the code about three times around the merry-go-round, and I finally figured out there's no way to win with code quite a few years ago. Then it dawned on me, do they have the authority to use code? Of course not. Because Congress mandates it. In two acts, it says, thou shalt put it in the Federal Register. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. General applicability, all documents. There's no exception. It's going to have general applicability. And if it's the other thing, it's all the interpretive regs or procedural regs or even substantive regs, if it's the APA, it shall be in the Federal Register. That's where they live. Why isn't this taught? Why isn't anybody using it? Because you see what? Back in a minute.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Well, we're back here. Well, that's another song I remember back when I was long, long time ago. I was a lot younger. So, Travis, you got a question or comment?
Yes, I do have a question on this vaccination mandate with federal contractors. How can they try to draw that a federal contractor has to be vaccinated?
They can't. They have no authority to do it. I'll tell you what, just hang on a minute. I'm going to run through the IRS real quick, and then I'm going to get to the COVID-19. They can't do it. There's no authority at all at all. There's ways to go about doing it, to ask them questions, and they can't answer. And okay. They can be sued. And they can be sued. Okay? Now, what do federal agencies do? Well, I got to looking. They have to have you search on 553, little b, in a proposed and final rule. They never do it. They're never going to see one because they can't. So what do? They have to be in the Federal Register. That is where their law, that's where they, That's where agencies do administrative legislation, like Congress does it over in the laws of the United States in the code, called the United States Code. These folks do it in the Federal Register, and they're called, they put it in, they publish it, and it's called CFRs. That's their world. And if it ain't there, don't take a hike. And if it is there, the second step, the APA, the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, says they have to state 553 little b. In a proposed and final rule, allow us to comment on it, wait 30 days, and then Congress has 6 months to up or down it. But there has to be a proposed and a final rule. You just search on 553 little b. That's all you do. So let's take the IRS. And then we're going to get into COVID-19. There are 706, 26 CFR, part 301 something. What's a 301, Rick? 301 is under 5 U.S.C. 301, which is departmental rules. Departmental rules. And it says, 301 says, quoting, head of an executive department or military department may prescribe regulations for the government of his department, comma, the conduct of its employees, comma, the distribution and performance of its business, and the custody, use, and preservation of its records and papers and property. It has nothing to do with you and me. Gracer V. Brown calls them what? Housekeeping breaks. They're called interpretive breaks. They got nothing to do with us. It's all, it's just like going to work for a company and they have their little internal employee handbook. They don't have anything to do with the guy, the customer, or the guy walking down the street. Nothing. And let's take the IRS. You have to have a notice of deficiency. 6212, 11. To get into tax court. That's a 301 rig. Why would I go to tax court? Well, it don't have anything to do with me. They do it all the time because they talk code. Assessment, 6203. That's a 301 rig. Lien and levy and distraint, 6331. That's a 301 rig. 6012. Filing a 1040, that's a 301 rig. Actually, it's called an implied law contract, too, which means I am volunteering to be obligatory. I want to be a slave to the IRS and have them pay. I want to pay them protection money every week. That's what it is. Let's tell it what it is. And the IRS owes me nothing. No different than the mafia protection money coming around every week and say, pay up. No difference. You have to volunteer into it, just like mafia, you volunteer, they break your legs or whatever. So how does that play into the COVID-19? Well, first of all, the definitions that they're working under for vaccination don't work because they're not in the Federal Register, so they're built on a house of cards. But I found, thanks to American Frontline Doctors, they filed in Alabama, Northern District, B. Kraft and some other lawyers that don't understand really what's going on yet. But they led me to, because I didn't have to research stuff, because I read all kinds of cases to see what these guys are doing, because you learn stuff from different people. I don't know everything. And I found they said that they were not the human subjects that these federal agencies have the authority to test on. Is found in 45 CFR. Part 46. I said, well, let me go in. I want to go in and see what it says. Man, I couldn't wait to read. I said, am I a human subject? Really?
Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us. So you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it one shot at a time.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here, and gosh, I just got around and I had a whole big glass of lemonade. Spilled it all over everything. Oh, well. Anyways, what do I do with COVID-19? Well, I went in and looked, and the first one I wanted to look and see is 45 CFR section 46.101. It says here, the basic HHS policy for protection of human subjects. Who does this policy apply? Well, hey, I want to know, are you one? Am I one? So I went to the bottom under credits. Now, there's also a bunch of other ones under source, but credits are the two main ones. Once it is made in a certain way, these are all, by the way, with something I've never seen this blatant. It has internally, their legal authority is 5 U.S.C. 301. It is strictly departmental rules, internal for the conduct of its employees. They can't force their employees to take it. It has nothing to do with you and me. Chrysler V. Brown says so. It's black and white. And one is 83 FR 2893. The other one is 83 FR 28518. So it's 83 FR 2893 and 83 FR 28518. They're both Hoskin, Sherry, Kansas. You got a question or comment?
Yes, could have sworn today I heard Dave Krieger say that Congress actually passed a bill changing the definition of vaccine to include these mRNAs.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
He's a regular host on the Power Hour now.
That may be, but here's the kicker. If a federal agency is going to come after you and me, it has to be in the Federal Register. They can't use code. That's a killer. They can't use United States code. That's the con, because they live in a totally different world.
Okay, I believe you, Ralph. I'm just saying.
No, it isn't me. It's the Supreme Court talking, and Congress says, if you're a federal agency and you're going to do anything, you shall put it in the Federal Register. They can't reach over and use code. This is the con. And this is why you can't win if you use code, because it's totally foreign to them. It's like water off a duck's back.
Okay. I just thought I'd throw you in.
No, that's good information. I don't know. Yeah, if you find out, send me IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. I'm always looking for information.
Well, I'm not on the net, so, but you don't communicate with him, I take it.
Who is it?
David Krieger. His shtick is mostly to do with mortgage fraud. He is a paralegal.
I don't.
But he,
I don't mess around with most groups. I listen to Frank's speech, but. Most of these outfits that I've got looking, they got some information that's good, and then they get infiltrated, and they're off on. The stuff that I talk about is me, and I don't put it out unless I've researched it and can prove it. Yeah. You want to see the document?
I'll try to call in tomorrow and see if he's the one that said that, because I could have sworn it was him, and I'll get it to you somehow.
Got a pencil? I'll give you my phone number.
Go ahead.
907-355-8304. I'd like to know. Yep. Uh-huh.
8304. Okay, thank you, Ralph. Bye.
Yep. So I go in this, and I couldn't believe it. I have never seen anything. Oops, get off my keyboard. I got two putty cats here that like to be held. I call them both Romeo. I go, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou? And I get them calling in. They're both trained to go outside for some reason. I don't know why, but they like to go outside. That works for me. Don't have to worry about the cat box much. So anyway, they list every regulation that all of these agencies are using in here, but they also list 553B was impractical and necessary and all that. Well, it doesn't mix. It's like water and oil, because it goes down and it says, legal authorities for the departments and agencies are signatories to this action. And they say, Department of Homeland Security, 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Agriculture, Department of Energy, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Department of Commerce, Consumer Safety Product Commission, Social Security Administration, Agency for International Development, Department of Labor, Department of Defense. Oh, there's a beauty. Department of Education. There's another, honey. Department of Veterans Affairs. Another beaut. Environmental Protection Agency. Department of Health and Human Services. CDC sits inside that HHS. National Science Foundation, Department of Transportation. They all say 301 regs. Thank you very much for the confession. That means you got nothing. They're departmental regs, and it's Congress or the Supreme Court has said. Because, see, when you try to sue the IRS, they have the Anti-Injunction Act. Well, we just can't allow you to do that because you would be interfering with the collection of monies. Yeah, right. They also said, if you can prove that there's no way for the agent, for this agent, you can't sue the agency, but you sue the agent. If there's no way That's the same thing that's like a Bivens lawsuit, by the way, also. If there's no way for them to win, go for it. Well, there's no way for them to win because you have to cite the actual Federal Register publications at the bottom. They're tied to that human subject. So the question, and then there is no way for them to win because this is evidence that's judicially noticed. This is their law in their world. And nobody's doing it. You can't just cite the CFR. It's not judicially noticed. The Federal Register by volume and page is judicially noticed. That's right in the Federal Register Act. And they put the whole act in twice. They put the whole thing in. So the whole act is judicially noticed. Okay? There's no wiggle room. And it's like DNA. So the question is back. Travis, you're back with another question?
Question? Yep, are you there?
I am.
Okay. So I have an employer who is quoting the executive order 14042 and is telling me that I must comply with the mandatory vaccination. But I went to the Federal Register and I read that executive order and the word vaccine is not in that at all.
Well, first of all, executive orders are under the same, they have to be a limited delegation from Congress. A flat out executive order without a very limited delegation from Congress, because he can't make law either. It's smoke. It's all nonsense. And it's even at the top, if you say, they will say laws of the United States of America. It's not even a law of the United States to begin with. That puts it outside the several states, right there at the very top. They will say it's under the laws of the United States of America. That's territories, possessions, and District of Columbia. But the most important thing is, I got a case, several on that. If you'll email me, I'll send you some information on it. The bottom line is, he can't do that. He can say all this nonsense, but it does not have the force of law or the force of effective law. None.
Right. Right. So they created a task force, and that's where they're getting all of the guidelines and principles that are pushing this. Is that like a third-party contract?
Guidelines, principles, anything that a federal agency, commission, whatever they do, if it's not in the Federal Register. First, the question is, would you please cite for me the authority for what you're doing or the president's doing in the Federal Register? Now, he will have his executive orders in the Federal Register. But they don't have the force and effect of law. And I can prove it. But if it's any federal agency other than the president, because usually he will say, I want you guys to go do something. Well, if he says, hey, CDC, go do this, CDC has to put it in the Federal Register. So the question becomes, I believe you. So where is it in the Federal Register? Because I happen to have a copy, and I can send you a copy highlighted of the Federal Register Act and the Administrative Procedures Act. And it says, thou shalt put it here. And if it's not there, take a hike.
Okay. So is your email on the Republic site?
Pardon?
Is your email on the Republic site?
My email is irs@alaskaminuteman.com. And I've got a one-line that I did that's correct, except in one part, the only way that I had that there was two options to make subsidy break, there's actually only one. They have to have notice, they have to have a proposed and final rule, and they can't bypass it with this impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest. That's nonsense. And I finally found that today, this morning.
Okay, I'll email you.
Yeah, sure. Well, give me a little bit of history, what they're doing or something, and I'll work up something for you, okay?
Okay, appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'll send you a brief. Okay, yeah. Knowledge is power. You believe it. Say, I believe you. Where is it at in the Federal Register? And it can't be an executive order because his executive order, where does it say his executive order has the force and effect of law? Chrysler v. Brown doesn't address that. It's a federal agencies that do this. Send me the executive order number. I've got it probably and read it. I don't remember. I got so many of them, I can't keep them all straight off the top of my head, but I have access to all those quite easily. I can tell you what's wrong with it. But why aren't we taught, if these things exist, like zombies out there that you can't keep with, they're foreign to us, folks. They're doing administrative legislation. Where do they get the authority? It's not in the Constitution of the United States. So why do I have to listen to them? And Congress said you have to listen to them if they put in the Federal Register, and then it has to be a substantive rig. That was the whole purpose of the 1946 APA, is so that there would be a substantive rig that would have the forced effect of law. What if the forced effect of law wasn't ruled on until 1979 by Chrysler v. Brown? But it was called a substantive rig. There's nothing that touches them. You can use code to hell freezes over them. You're going to keep losing like everybody does. There's so much case law on IRS and those using code. It's just unbelievable. And then what's even crazier is the courts uphold 301 regs as though they're law because nobody brings the issue up. I saw the Affordable Care Act by the Supreme Court of the United States the other day that was upheld. I read the first page, and little old Kansas farm boy said the Supreme Court is filing smoke. They said the IRS implemented a statute. IRS can't implement toilet paper in the bathroom, let alone a statute of the United States. And then they said they were relying up on a publication. Well, they can, federal agencies can make all the pamphlets, all the procedure, all the instructions, whatever they want. The Supreme Court has ruled over and over, it has nothing to do with nothing. They can say they're going to do it, but you can't hold them to it because it's not, does not have the force effect of law. And they said that on the Supreme Court on the front page, two things that automatically both are so ridiculous. And I know they know, because I know darn well those people know about the more about the law than I do. Except I don't read the nonsense. I want to get to the real truth. And I want it printed. And I want their confessions. And I got them. It's their stuff. And it's got to be judicially noticed. It's a done deal. It's a public record. Sir, is that a public record? Yes or no? Does it say it's got to be judicially noticed? Sir, is that not evidence without anything else being done? I got cases say if it's judicially noticed, it's a done deal. So if I was a detective and I find your DNA on a murder weapon, I can put you at the sign and your DNA is there, you're done. There's no wiggle room. Why is nobody doing this? Because we don't know. There's so much nonsense out there to get through the stuff, to get through to the real root of the tree. The question becomes, how does a federal agency do administrative legislation that reaches you and me? How do they do that? They can't make it the United States Code because Congress makes that up. They're not authorized to use it. That's the DOJ. If we had a DOJ, Department of Justice, which we don't now, it's just another communist whatever. I mean, everybody on the Democratic side, Hunter and Bobby, these people, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they all, these people are doing treason. How come nobody's elected on all this election fraud? Oh, we're worried about some people that went in on January 6th into the Capitol, big dang deal. And we're making, this can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's beyond the pale. Knowledge is power. I know you're right, sir. Where is it at the Federal Register? If what federal agency is doing this, and where is it at in the Federal Register? Please give me the number, because I'm sure you have it. Because that's their legislation. Just like Congress saying you got to do something. Okay, well, where is the statute or where is the code for what Congress is doing? Or your state, there's got to be a code for it. You have to have notice. They can't get around that one. And nobody asks. If you don't ask, they don't tell. Unbelievable.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, well, we're back here for the final short segment. And I can tell you unequivocally, I plead with people, do not let anybody under 30 years old get this bioweapon. Don't give your children this. You're condemning them. They have no protection. Do not let them take this. You don't know what they're getting. It's a spin the bottle, and they have different potions for different areas, what they've been able to prove now. Some are absolute death. Other ones you'll get have all kinds of heart problems, all kinds of stuff. It's beyond belief. Mendela and Nazi Germany, the little thing he does, he isn't even a virus on an elephant's tush. These people are openly killing us. And they're giving us cancer. They took the cancer from a 1950 woman that would have one of the most viral, rare types of cancer. They put this in some of this bioweapon stuff. They admit to it. Why would you give cancer to people? My God. Talk about evil. The Island of Dr. Moreau, if you ever saw that movie, mixing the DNA. Why would you modify your DNA? God gave us nature, the DNA. And this mRNA is modifying your DNA and shutting down your natural immunity system. Why would you do that? It boggles the mind. Not in this lifetime. Thank you very much. Not going to happen. And I'm going to show people how to sue them because they have no authority. You have to go to the judicial. You have to go to the law that they're using. If you were using Chinese law, you got to go use Chinese law against them. Just that simple. And there are a few cases where people have done this, but the average, we don't know because we think it's code. We somehow think that they're authorized like Congress. They're not. They're foreign. They call them external establishments. External regulatory. Look at 44 U.S.C. 3502. Look, they got a whole laundry list of them. Post Office, Federal Reserve, FDA, SEC. They're all there. IRS isn't, but it's the same thing. There's no technical, there's no authority for what they're doing. It's all about one thing, your status. You have to volunteer to be a citizen of the United States. That's why all the federal courts, before jeopardy attaches, the judge will always say, is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? You are surrendering your constitutional right, your birthright, to be tried by a bunch of blithering idiots that have no clue what it means. And you give up all of your inalienable rights, which is the nature's God, the law of nature, and you give up all your political rights. It's civil rights. You're on the same status with people that try corporations. Fictions in law. And that's a fact. That's how I used to get a lot of misdemeanors done. So they get sworn in. Hey, I'm just an old farm boy. What is that? They don't have a clue. Next thing you know, the prosecutor wants to just... Anyway, I have a Sunday show. God willing, we will see you. Watch out for the federales. They're everywhere.
Not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.